Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. Today I have signed and issued a decision enacting a new law on the center of the Srebrenica Potočari Memorial and Cemetery. The law does the following. It established the Srebrenica Potočari Memorial Center, which will take over from the Srebrenica Potočari Memorial Foundation. This new legal entity will operate the Srebrenica Potočari Memorial Center, receiving and disbursing funds for the center, cooperating with similar institutions around the world, and conducting related activities. The state of Bosnia and Herzegovina will manage the memorial center through a governing board responsible to the Council of Ministers and appointed by the Council of Ministers. The memorial center's operating costs will be financed from the state budget. The governing board will appoint an advisory working group to assist it in its work, and the members of the governing board and the working group will be appointed for terms of 4 years. Current employees of the Srebrenica Potočari Foundation will automatically become employees of the Memorial Center. This law has already been in parliamentary procedure and was debated by the Bosnia-Herzegovinian House of Representatives on 30th of June. While no representative voted against the draft, the absence of Bosnian Serb deputies resulted in the lack of the majority required to pass the law. I want to make it clear that this is not a party political issue. However, like many other pressing matters that affect the well-being of the whole country, it has been negatively affected by party political calculations, and this is unacceptable. The Memorial Center is one of the core elements in this country's effort to come to terms with and to ameliorate the deep sorrow that continues to be caused by the genocide that was committed at Srebrenica. The secure and properly managed future of this center matter to every decent citizen of Bosnia-Herzegovina, citizen, from whichever community he or she may come. I could not end my mandate in Bosnia-Herzegovina with the possibility that this piece of legislation would be casualty or political maneuvering. This law directly affects those who were bereaved at Srebrenica. It ensures that the dead will be remembered in an appropriate way and that the crime perpetrated against them will not be forgotten. This in turn directly affects the capacity of the whole country to begin healing the wounds that were opened at Srebrenica. For me to allow this law to go into limbo because of failure of parliamentary procedure would have been unthinkable. The law places the Memorial Center on a sound and permanent footing. And as you know, my deputies and I, as well as our predecessors and other members of the international community, have been actively involved in various stages of the foundation's work. It's important that steps are taken to ensure that this work continues to be properly supported after the international community has normalized its engagement in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The law I have enacted today provides for this. So, now I will be happy to take your questions.
Hari Klazović, dnevni avaz. Pitanje za gospodina Šilinga. Ko će osiguravati prema novom zakonu memorialni centar u Potočarima?
Well, under the decision, the center comes under the state In this way, SIPA is responsible for protecting it.
Już pytania?
We're thinking about declaring July 11th a national holiday because that law was also in parliamentary procedure. Were you thinking about declaring July 11th a national holiday because that was also in parliamentary procedure but was not adopted?
Well, I think this is really the decision this nation should do if it is a national holiday. For me, it was an important thing that this memorial will be established before I leave, and it is not a game between political parties. So that was my main course. What else is to come, I think, that's a question of the further development of this country. Perhaps this question must be considered very carefully, but shouldn't be done in a now emotionally situation, because I think there are many questions included with those decisions. So I think that's in the moment it is not my my point here. Yeah, left.
Niste pominjali neke rokove za uspostavu upravnog odbora koji bi trebalo donijeti vijeće ministara. Da li imaju neki rokovi?
Well, deadlines are not the question now. The law will be imposed and the transfer will be done. And I think as long as the law, the rule of law is followed, there are no special deadlines. You can all see what deadlines are there for the institutions, and they will be done according with the law. No.
Amra Hadjiosmanovic, AFP. Mr. Schilling, can you tell us, are you planning to stay in Sarajevo after your mandate expires, as it was reported this morning?
Well, after my mandate comes to an end, I will leave Bosnia and Herzegovina to go on vacation, and I will stay sometimes in my apartment here, and I will keep it for some months, I will see, because I don't want to have now any stress in packing and going, because my family will come, we will have vacations on the coast, and so far I think now I can plan my own life.
So you are not going to be engaged in any way in political life in Bosnia?
Not in an official way. I have many, many friends also in the political life. And of course, my friendship to them will not just interrupt it now. Because I was about 15 years in this country. Now I am about 16 months as high representative. And that will not be the situation that now all friendships are gone. That's the contrary.
Sasha,
should I repeat it? Well, as you said, there's no official engagement.
Kolegi parlamentarne skupštine jutros je usaglasio ovaj zakon koji ste vi danas nametnuli. Ne znam, znate li to? Ako znate, možete li malo prokomentirati zašto ste se ipak odlučili da donesete odluku?
Well, I said that very clear. I think such a memorial should not be the object of any partial or political game in this country. The memory to the situation in Srebrenica is so deep that words are not enough, cannot express such a memory, try to bring back in consciousness what happened. The OHR was, from the very first beginning, a part of this Stiftung,
foundation.
Foundation. Of this foundation, they founded this. And so all my predecessors were engaged in this foundation. It would be impossible for me not to have a clear future after this question came up by the foundation. Mr. Berkic, also his personal engagement, is not for always. You know that there is now also a question of conflict of interest for the long run. So things has to be solved. And this necessity had driven my motivation that till the end of my mandate there will be a clear decision. If it is not done in time by our Bosnian friends or the parliament, then I have to do it, and so I did it.
Slikaju sastanak sada. Hvala.